is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The Senate has rejected competing Republican and Democratic versions of a temporary spending bill. That increases the chance of a partial government shutdown beginning October 1st. CBS's Torian Small reports from Capitol Hill.
Leader Thune has kind of painted this as a Democrat shutdown, saying that Chuck Schumer, the minority leader, would be at fault if a shutdown happens. Some notable things I want to call out here. John Fetterman was the only Democrat to vote for this bill. Lisa Murkowski and Rand Paul were the only Republicans to vote against this bill.
There was a high-stakes phone call this morning between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. They were trying to come to terms on trade and tariffs and reach an agreement on the sale of TikTok to companies outside of China. Trump said they made progress. CBS's Kelly O'Grady is on the Money Watch.
China buys a lot of oil from Russia. We have seen other countries say that they will increase their buying of U.S. oil and energy. So that would be something potentially that is at the heart of these negotiations. And then another would be agriculture. We do, as a country, sell a lot to China, especially in soybean and corn.
A new CDC advisory committee is now discussing whether to limit the use of the COVID-19 vaccine. CBS's Mark Strassman reports from outside the CDC's headquarters in Atlanta.
Right now, we're all used to having the choice about whether to get the vaccine. What the committee is discussing now is whether to restrict that access to higher risk people. That is, people who are either 65 or 75 years old or up. Or people who are younger than that but have some medical complication that puts them in a higher risk category, and then typically only with a doctor's prescription. So that would be a fundamental change.
In suburban Chicago, dozens of protesters tried to block vehicles outside a federal immigration enforcement building. ICE agents were able to use a chemical agent to move the protesters. A search is underway for a 2-year-old boy who was swept away by floodwaters in Barstow. That's northeast of Los Angeles. He was in a car with his father on Main Street last night when the flooding happened. The father is okay. Flash floods and the mudslides that resulted have buried roads, damaged homes, and trapped drivers in several communities in Southern California. This man says he's been through it before.
I thought that we would never see mud at this level ever again. This time was a lot more aggressive than last.
And on Wall Street, less than 2 hours before the close of the trading day, the Dow is up about 0.33%. Same for the S&P 500. NASDAQ up about 0.5%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Recreation options are opening up on the Root River in Racine. A state grant of just over $20,000 is going to the Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network. They'll use the money to design new canoe and kayak access points at Horlick Park. An earlier count could be coming. A new set of bills in Madison are aimed at changing election rules in Wisconsin. Supporters say they focus on allowing earlier processing of absentee ballots. Lawmakers say they want to give poll workers more time, ban fixing mistakes on ballots, and create new post-election audits. The governor says he backs early ballot processing but wants to avoid anything that undermines trust in elections. Lake Michigan will be rough starting tonight. Strong currents and waves of up to 5 feet are expected. The National Weather Service has issued a beach hazard statement for Racine, Milwaukee, and areas to the north through tomorrow afternoon. Kenosha is not in the alert area. Officials urge swimmers to stay out of the lake and to avoid piers and breakwalls. Microsoft will open their first Racine County data center early next year, featuring what they call the world's most powerful supercomputer. The now $7 billion Racine County project will create 400 permanent jobs. And Racine hosts its final Island Park Beer Garden tonight. Tomorrow, it's the free Party on the Pavement Festival. Now in its 22nd year, the Party on the Pavement spans 12 blocks downtown with music, food, and more. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A close call for Kraft.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers were holding practice yesterday when suddenly Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury after an exam. They don't believe it's going to be long term. Now, the Packers play the Browns on Sunday. Can Luke Musgrave or John Fitzpatrick fill Kraft's spot at tight end? Offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich.
I like our room with the tight end room, so I think, you know, we'll be able to figure out the best path forward depending on what happens there with Tucker.
Badger football, Wisconsin against Maryland, 11 a.m. tomorrow in Madison. In their first Big Ten game of the year, is this where they can start to turn the program around? Quarterback Danny O'Neill.
Yeah, absolutely. We're 2-1 right now. So there's a lot of teams that are the same way. So just being able to, you know, go execute against Big Ten opponents. And yeah, like you said, everything that we want is still in front of us.
Baseball, the Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cards. Milwaukee's magic number now down to 4 after sweeping the Angels last night 5-2. Quinn Priester's 12th win in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Helmer.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
WRJN weather. More clouds moving in with chances for showers early this evening and rain and thunderstorms ramping up overnight. Early tomorrow morning, some of those still linger. And scattered shower chances continue on and off, with more storms and heavy rain expected later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Call Bonka, took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to talk Party on the Pavement a little bit later. Brett Hoffman will join us from Marcus Theaters to talk about all the new movies opening up this weekend. And of course, we're going to have another 5 o'clock class reunion, three great songs from one great year. And today we're going to feature the class of 1964. It's all coming up on WRJN. Watch it!
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
To be. not take me. Every other day,
every other day,
every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, Monday, Monday, can't trust that day.
There's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate.
Yeah.
Laura Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Monday is the day our next multi-state text to win contest begins. It's your chance to go for the green and gold. You can win daily cash and jewelry prizes and go for the grand prize club seats when Green Bay takes on Minnesota. You're going to need that Civic Media app, so you can download that right now at WRJN.com or wherever you get your apps. Listen for the keywords beginning this Monday and WRJN.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new garlic five cheese crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one is for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new garlic five cheese crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Be first in line for 2026 Brewers season tickets available now. Secure the best seats in the house at the best rates of the season and get a 2025 regular season Brewers game free. Plus, full or half season plans of two or more seats get a custom Brewers starter jacket. Learn more at brewers.com/season tickets.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
WRJN. Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Kick against modern jazz, unless they try to play it too darn fast and change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. Took my loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance, if you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The country folks they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started Rocking that piano, so I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it, it's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it, it's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me, if you wanna dance with me.
From 1957, it's Chuck Berry and rock and roll music on WRJN. That song was released on Chess Records and featured some very influential session musicians, including Lafayette Leak on piano, Willie Dixon on bass, and Fred Bello on drums.
Jump for joy. Pigeon's gonna run to him.
With you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. Silence, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more.
talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echoing the wills of silence. The people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and Don Rosen's morning show is home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week, and now you can hear many of those interviews in podcast form on demand by going to WRJN.com. Here we go into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Recreation options are opening up on the Root River in Racine. A state grant of just over $20,000 is going to the Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network. They'll use the money to design new canoe and kayak access points at Horlick Park. The Racine project is part of $1.3 million in coastal grants announced statewide. In all, 35 projects will get support for public access, water quality, and shoreline protection. Lake Michigan will be rough starting tonight. Strong currents and waves of up to 5 feet are expected. The National Weather Service has issued a beach hazard statement for Racine, Milwaukee, and areas to the north through tomorrow afternoon. Kenosha is not in the alert area. Officials urge swimmers to stay out of the lake and to avoid piers and breakwalls. Homeowners in the Kenosha Unified District will be paying more in school taxes this year after electors agreed to the increase. Electors are people that showed up to a special budget meeting that took place this week. The district plans to collect about $93 million, nearly 15% more than last year. District officials say the average homeowner won't feel the full 15% jump because higher property values will spread out the cost. Racine is a busy place this weekend with two big events. Tonight is the last Island Park Beer Garden of the season that has live music, food, and local beer. Tomorrow, Party on the Pavement brings thousands downtown for live music, games, food, and entertainment. That runs from noon to 7. That is a free festival now in its 22nd year and will span 12 blocks downtown. Main Street and several side streets will be closed for the festival. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
WRJN weather.
More clouds moving in with chances for showers early this evening and rain and thunderstorms ramping up overnight. Early tomorrow morning, some of those still linger and scattered shower chances continue on and off with more storms and heavy rain expected later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
WRJN.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one, Elvis Presley was turned off by women with big feet. Thing number two, dog owners in Moscow are banned from drink walking with pets bigger than 35 pounds because it's considered dangerous to take them out while drunk. Thing number three, women hit the snooze button slightly more often than men do. And thing number four, the average lifespan of a Major League Baseball is seven pitches. And those are four things you did not know yesterday.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. Should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Mind. persuasion.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, our Friday night tradition continues tonight on WRJN as Dick Graceffa brings you high school football. It's Cudahy taking on Racine Lutheran. We've got the pregame for you tonight at 6:40, the kickoff at 7. High school football brought to you in part by Main Street Bakery and by Lee's Deli. Find our entire high school schedule online at WRJN.com. Big deals.
Today's big deal of the day. The fall treasure hunt is on at One Stop Shop Thrift in downtown Racine. Discover your fall wardrobe, kitchen gadgets for fun recipes, and vintage gems to add some seasonal charm to your home. Every one-of-a-kind find has a story just waiting for its next chapter. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud, it's rich, it's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
W-R-J-N. Round, round, get around, I get around. Yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. I get around.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Then, Christmas is coming, and you're never going to guess what's going to be on store shelves. We'll talk about it coming up on WRJN.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sunny day. I know, shining down like water.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Wall Street liked what it heard about President Trump's phone call with Chinese leader Xi Jinping this morning. The president said the call was productive. CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House says the two men talked about trade and the sale of TikTok.
The president still hasn't revealed any details about who exactly would be buying TikTok, whether they'd be buying all of it, whether they'd need to create a new algorithm. All those details are still up in the air, but the president claims that they are moving in that direction. He also said that he might be traveling to China to meet with Xi Jinping sometime next year.
The president also said Xi would come to the U.S. Democratic and Republican versions of a bill to keep the government funded past October 1st have failed in the Senate, leaving Minority Leader Chuck Schumer fuming.
We have only a week left. We're saying clearly, let's sit down, let's figure this out. But Republicans have now left town with no sign they want to avoid a shutdown.
The failure of the continuing resolution in the Senate does increase the chance of a partial shutdown. Tens of thousands of people are expected to travel to Glendale, Arizona this weekend to pay their respects to conservative activist Charlie Kirk. CBS's Andres Gutierrez says the president and vice president will speak at the memorial.
Turning Point USA, the organization Kirk founded, says more names will be announced.